Chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3. You look with me there in 1 Peter chapter 3. Yeah, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 3. I want to read one verse and say a few things. The Bible said, likewise, in verse 1, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. I want to try to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, on when actions speak louder than words. It looks like to me Peter here is giving instruction to wives with unbelieving husbands. Husbands that obey not the word. But he told them that they might, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. So what Peter's saying here is that a wife's actions here speak louder than the words that she speaks. I can't help but think of Proverbs chapter 31 of that virtuous woman. That her actions in that chapter speaks much louder than what she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you read that, and I believe it's in a practical sense that he's writing this, he did talk about her fearing the Lord. He talked about things such as how she worked and how she labored within her own house, how her husband does safely trust in her, how that she was, thank God, a jewel of a wife, and a godly mother. And that's when the Bible says, a beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And so just with her actions, she speaks louder than words. I want to say tonight that our company speaks louder than our words.
Yeah,
right. Who we fellowship with, who we have friendships with, it speaks louder than our words. Now, the Bible said, what fellowship hath light with darkness? Our friendships are based on likenesses. We have friendships based on common things. Amen. I mean, tonight, friend, the fact of it is who I hang around and who I fellowship with has an effect and an influence on my life and how I live my life, because I'm telling you this morning or tonight that people that hang around a godly influence, thank God, it'll rub off on you. It'll affect you. And iron does sharpen iron. Amen. And so it's right. It's just the right thing. Young people, I guess it's been such a continual message to you down through your years that the fact of it is, pick the right friends for your life.
That's right.
Do not go with people that's against God, against this Bible, against the ways that your parents are trying to lead you. Don't go that way. That's the way of a transgressor, and it'll be hard on you. You'll be glad you listened to me one day. When you go the right way and pick the right friends for your life, amen.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible said Amnon had a friend. His name was Jonadab. He was a subtle man. That's the wrong kind of friend. You know what the Bible said in Proverbs 13:20? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You see, tonight, friend, the main thing, thank God, I believe tonight, if someone says, blessed is the man that my friend walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. I'm telling you, friend, he said that a man's a blessed man, a man's a happy man, if he chooses the right company for his life, and don't get him involved in a bunch of ungodliness, and my friend sit in a seat that people scorn and make mouths at the things of God. Amen.
That's right.
I say tonight that your actions speak louder than your words. Who you run with, the company you keep, where you go, who you fellowship with.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something tonight in love? I don't say this in a mean spirit, and I don't say this in judging you. But God help us all, man. Be careful who you talk to and what you say.
Yeah.
That Facebook's about killed people. I mean, it's all the time. People, it's a gossip book. I know preachers is on it. I know good people's on it. I'm not picking on people. I'm just saying be careful who you talk to and what you say and the things you do. Amen. I mean, I don't have an idea. I don't keep up with it. But I do know, my friend, if you company with people, thank God, that don't have spiritual minds, what it'll do, it'll end up affecting you, friend.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Be careful.
Good.
Careful. I know people use it for a piece of conversation. Be careful. I mean, that's the first thing people want to step on there. That ain't nothing sometimes but a brag book. God help us. And again, I don't keep on it. I don't know who's on it, who's not.
Go ahead.
And I'll tell you what, it's about hurt the church in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, do you believe any? I say what? It's what you do with something, whether it's wrong or not. I mean, you can take a radio and do bad things with it. I ain't going to take a crowbar and pull my radio out of my car. I might want to hear a good song.
Amen.
But I can turn it to something else like I used to listen to it, and listen to something that'll get my flesh stirred up too. Amen. I mean, it's what you do with it. But the fact of it is, and I know all y'all, I mean, can't be like me, but I tend to be a hyper man. Very hard to pull in moderation.
Yeah.
Do all things in moderation. Ain't that right?
Right.
Amen. That's right, brother. And all things too. And it's not hard for people not to do anything excessive anymore. We do all things in excess. Amen. That's right, brother. I went and bought me some candy the other week, and I hadn't had it in a while. Put it there on the stove, homemade chocolate candy, and put it there. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to eat a piece of it. And boy, it tasted so good, I ate about five pieces of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's about the flesh, friend. It's just excessive. If it works and it tastes good, or you get interested in it, hey, friend, you'll see. You know what you'll say to yourself? Well, I'm just going to take this a little time, man.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat a little piece of it. And you get excessive with things, and before you know it, and before I know it, I'm preaching to myself. Thank God we find ourselves further out than what we'd really like to be. I'm just saying we. Thank God, I speak louder than our words and the company that we kill.
Right.
Then I'll say this, and let me say this.
Go ahead.
While it just hit my mind. There's nobody outside these church doors have no concern or any business of them what goes on inside these church walls.
Amen. Right.
They ain't got a vote. They ain't got. If they interested, come get on the pew.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I mean, I don't care if you go tell them somebody got saved or God blessed us, but it ain't none of their business where this church spends a dime on what they do.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what, friend. You better watch the company you keep. You boys and girls and us adults too. I'm going to hit us. Thank God, I'm telling you, this better watch. Your actions speak louder than your words.
Right.
They'll say not only your company, but your conversation.
Oh, yes.
That's what he said here. He said, you can win your husband by how you behave. That word does mean behavior or manner of living.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our life is red. You know what Paul said? He said, ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Hey, friend, they read Daniel's life. They said, we can't find one fault in Daniel. They read his life. They said, this man can't. He don't have nothing wrong unless the law of his God.
Right.
How about you comparing Daniel's life with Lot's?
Yeah.
Lot was a saved man. What? He's a just man. Said
right.
He was.
Right.
He went and pitched his tent in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
But when he went down to tell his sons-in-law, God's going to send a fire and burn these cities into hell, they laughed at him.
Yeah.
You know why? His actions spoke that he didn't fear God.
Right.
Our conversation. And then think about this. Peter and John, they said, these men have been with Jesus.
Yeah.
What a testimony.
Right.
Wow.
Praise God. There have been a few times down the road that I preached or witnessed or just showed the kindness of God. And somebody said, I seen Jesus in that. That's the best testimony a man can have, isn't it?
Amen. Right.
Hey, what about Stephen? They said his face was like the face of an angel. What about our testimony? You see, our actions speak louder than our words. It's not what we say, it's what we do. It's how we live. It's what people see in our life. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, hey, he said this woman could win her husband by how she behaves. I tell you, our actions speak louder in our words, in our company, our conversation, but in our charity. Charity suffered long and is kind.
Yes.
Seeketh not her own, beareth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. John said, a man to love indeed and true. I like hearing, I love you, brother. But I'll tell you, John said, no, you need to go a step further. You need to prove your love in deed and in truth.
Right.
In other words, if you've got a brother that's in need, and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwells the love of God in you?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. People remember more what you do for them than what you say to them.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, my children's not here tonight. Go back to my ministry. And they can go back to people that done things for them down through their years. And you know what they'll say? Them people's good Christians. Them people helped us. Them people done something for us. Yeah. You know why? Because of charity. Brother, if we can't get our hands into giving and helping people as they need help, I'm telling you, why should we even bear the name of Christian?
Right.
Why should we even say we're Christians if we don't have a heart of love and giving and blessing and being a help to people? Amen.
Right.
Amen, preacher.
Very good, brother.
I mean, that speaks louder than the words we speak to them.
Oh, yeah.
But we've become a selfish generation. How much do you love people? I wonder
one of these young men here, young ladies in the church, what would they see in us and say, hey, them people love me. I know prayer. Obeying God, that's showing them love. But I'm telling you, brother, I would like to know that, hey, somebody has shown some deed and truth in the house of God. These young people and older people and all the people. Thank God that this church has love one for another.
Yeah.
I mean, I thank God for the giving. I thank God for the offerings. I believe the tithe is the Lord's, if you want to preach tithing. I believe Luke 6:38 deals with giving to people. It said, give and it shall be given unto you. And it might not be limited to that, but the majority of that is that they gave, the people had need. That's why he said, work with your hands that you might have to give out of them that have a need.
Yeah.
Right.
That's love. That's love, friend. That's the manifestation of love. When a man's got it in his heart and he loves people and he does things for people because he loves them, amen.
Right.
And people see that. They see it. I went to the detention center yesterday and the fellow I've been working with for about 2 years. And he said something and I had to check up on my own heart and mind and check my motive, image, and everything. This is what he said to me. He said, I know you're a preacher. But he said, I look at you as a friend more than I do a preacher. That's what he said to me. And I said, Lord, I mean, I'm a preacher. And I thought Jesus was a friend of sinners.
Yes, he was.
Right.
That don't belittle my calling or who I am for God. But somewhere, somebody's got to care and show the need of love of people. Amen.
Yeah,
the actions speak louder than your words.
Right.
They do not only in your charity, but in your consistency. Amen. Listen to this. Faithfulness to God. People see it. I'm not just talking about coming to church, even though that's part of it. I'm just talking about your faithfulness year after year after year. This is what people tell me when they come to this church and have been here a while. They say, preacher, I see some of the same people. That's a good testimony. You know what Paul said? He said, I finished my course. I finished it. I kept the faith. I fought a good fight. Thank God they seen that in that man.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
He had a life. Thank God they said he's a ringleader. They accused him of being a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes because he was so dedicated and consistent to the gospel and to the will of God that then people saw his actions more than they heard his words.
Yeah.
That's what God says. It's what you do. It's not what you just say. Let me give you this. And I believe our actions speak louder than words in our convictions.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give you what a conviction is to me. This is what a conviction is to me. A conviction is something biblical that you are concrete on and believe and live. The rest of everything else is a preference. A biblical conviction is something you would die over and would not denounce. I got preferences, but I'm not dying over preferences. I'm dying over biblical convictions.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't have to stand up and say, I wear this, I don't wear this. Your actions speak louder than your words.
Yeah.
I've seen people stand up testimony to me and say, I'm glad I do this and do that. That ain't worth a hill of bees. The Bible says that's just tooting your horn like them Pharisees in the synagogue. That's all that is a fair show of the flesh to mankind. That don't make you no more of a Christian than a billy goat in a pasture.
Right.
God help us. We ought to do it because that's what our biblical conviction is. Amen. That's why we believe this is the Word of God. It's a biblical conviction that we have that this contains the Word of the living God, and we stick with it, friend. And we believe in the doctrines of Christ, the virgin birth, salvation by grace through faith, in Christ and His shed blood. I could, by the grace of God that's in me, I could not denounce such as that. It is true. It is right. It's something I die for. Thank God I know it's right. It's a conviction. People know what we believe. Thank God you live it. They see you believe it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. They know I go to church on Sunday. I ain't going to no racetrack on Sunday. I'm going to church on Sunday. They're going to the football game on Sunday. I don't care if the Panthers win or not. It don't make no difference to me. I'd rather be at the house of God. They're going fishing on Sunday. I'm going hunting on Sunday. Yeah. Hey God, there's six other days a week to do that if you don't do it. I'm going to church on the Lord's Day. There's a conviction in my heart. Thank God, friend, because I believe that it's right. Amen. Not to forsake the assembly, not to lay out the house of God, but because I know that it's in my heart to be in the house of God. Amen. That speaks loud. I don't come in here. God help me if I'm bragging on that. I ain't nothing. Sinner saved by grace. God help anybody brag on such stuff as that.
Yeah.
But that's what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you that.
Right.
Man, we'd be done to stand up and say, I believe in going to church on Sunday. You don't come at one time a month. I've had people tell me, I'm knocking on doors. People say, I'm knocking on doors. The other day, he said, he come to your church. I said, who is he? He said, name is now, so I don't even know him. That's what I ask people when they say, I go to so-and-so church. I say, well, who's the preacher there? So I said, hey, and I tell them, yeah, that's it. God help us. But a conviction is biblical. It's not a preference. It's not something I prefer. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a nose.
Yes.
Right. Everybody's got feet. Opinions are just the men. You can have an opinion, I can have an opinion. We got to go by the Word of God.
Right.
I'd rather obey God than man.
Yeah.
But listen, friend, what you do in your conviction speaks louder than what you say. My wife's grandma cooked three meals a day. They worked on the farm. That was just way. That's the way life was. They knew she was going to do it. They knew it. That's the way she lived. Your life speaks louder than what you say.
Yeah.
What I say. When it comes down to biblical convictions, hey man, I mean there's some good ones too. And there's some people have more convictions than I got. I will tell you this, I promise you. I will not get mad or angry when a man's got more convictions than me, and if he preaches me under the table or the pew, I'll get under there and say, preach on, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I know people that wouldn't, and I went for years with it. I don't have that conviction as strong no more. I believe the Lord's day is the Lord's day, and I do change some money on Sunday. I don't go to Walmart and just shop around unless I need some medicine. I don't make it a grocery day and a car wash day. I do pick up a little food on the Lord's day, and if I need gas, I'll try to get it on Saturday. But I don't think that makes me spiritual. I don't think it makes me righteous. That's just the better practice. But I'm telling you, if a man
man, if he's convicted and he says, I just can't change a dime on the Lord's day, I'd say, thank God for it, brother. Live right. Do it, praise God. It don't bother me. Go that way. Amen. But don't condemn them because they don't believe the same way you do on that.
That's right.
Man sat down tonight and talked to me and my wife. Had a little conflict in his family over a pretty important issue. And there was some separation. And he talked a while about it, and it was a pretty tough thing. And he says, what you think about it? And this is what I told him. I said, that man's not wrong in what he believes, and you're not wrong in what you believe. Because the Bible said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Right.
I'm not talking about, is this the Word of God? I'm talking about a situation that this man was in with his family. And listen to me tonight. Please listen to what I'm about to say. Please. Do not open your tongue and condemn somebody that you've considered the shoes they're in. Now, I'm going to preach, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what the book says, and I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
And it's going to get on you sometimes, so don't act like you're mad when you leave.
Amen. All right. Preach it.
There's a bunch of people plowed my hide before.
Yeah.
Brother Dennis taught on servant the other morning. It was exhortation, but still it got a hold of me and said, hey, you're supposed to be a servant. To men, to God and men. Ain't that right?
Amen.
We got too many people, hey, men wanting to serve instead of wanting to be a servant.
Right.
He said, Peter, a servant of God. He's a servant. He's a minister to men. Then I'll finish with this one. And son, this is, our actions speak louder than words and our convictions, but it speaks louder than our words in our compassion. Luke 10. Men fell among thieves. Stripped, wounded, half dead. Laying beside the road. Two religious men walked by on their side and won't do nothing. And a Samaritan man goes where he's at, picks him up, puts oil and wine in his wounds, and it says he had compassion on him.
Right.
Do you know where I think the church is lacking what I'm preaching? You say, preacher, I got compassion. If you do, it makes action. It just don't come by. I've got compassion for them people. If you got compassion, then your compassion makes action to go to that man that needs help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
You know where the church is failing today? It's not in here, it's out there. It's in here some, but it's out there.
Yeah.
Most of the New Testament church in the book of Acts, it wasn't done inside, it was done outside.
Yeah.
It was done when they had gathered together for assembly. They heard the word of God. They got strength, joy, full of the Holy Ghost. And they went outside, my friend, of the worship of the assembly. And they done what they heard.
Right.
Right. How many exhorters do we have? The Bible said exhort one another, and so much more you see they approach it.
Yeah.
You said that just didn't make, preacher. Get off that. When's the last time you told your children, Sunday school teacher, you appreciate them standing up and laboring in the Word of God and loving your little children in the Sunday school class, and you appreciate them for what they're doing, or you just take it for granted? When's the last time you went to somebody that was down and out and said and showed the kindness of God and helped somebody? Hey man, have you ever considered it could be me?
Right.
Yeah. Them old sinners out there. Why, them sinners is in sin. It's hooked on liquor and drugs. Living a bad life. God help who Jesus come for. I'll tell you why the Holy Ghost don't move the way he used to. Is because we've got so self-righteous and prideful in our own heart toward people. We ain't got a God. We ain't got enough God in us and compassion in us. And they go somebody and try to help them and get them in the house of God. And we're so self-righteous that we got it just down to the line the way we think it ought to be. And God says, I'll bypass you. I'll go to somebody that's got some love in their heart. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like earrings on me, and I think it's sissy.
I don't like tattoos all over their arms. I don't like, my friend, the way some of these things are. But I'll tell you what. If we don't get involved in sinners and trying to have compassion and reach them with the gospel, I'll tell you, that's going to be on us. That's a judgment.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, and this is the truth. If you can get it in your heart, you can make it with people. Not all of them, but with some. They'll react to you how you act to them.
Right.
That's right. If you come up here to a young person and you say, bless God, boy, what's wrong with you? You know what he's thinking? Who are you? Caring about hearing that. But if you come to a young person and say, buddy, I love you. Hell, I'm praying for you. If I can ever help you now, I'll be there and show you a hand of love and help. You know what they'll say? They'll act towards you the way you act towards them. That's right. I can take you up there to the jail tonight. There's some people probably don't like me because I'm loud. And I understand that. But there's a group of people, praise God, I believe that fight for me. You know why? It's the way I've treated them. It's the way I've acted. It's me putting my hand out and saying, yeah, I want to help you.
Yeah.
There's people that have a need.
Yeah.
There's people have a need. I mean, this man didn't even know this man.
That's right.
He didn't know who he was. But he went to that man and got him up and put him on his feet and took him back to the inn and prayed to have him taken care of.
Right.
I just say this, actions speak louder than words.
Right.
I wonder what we speak. Now, I will say this before I close tonight. I hadn't arrived. But I asked the Lord yesterday and been praying and asking Jesus to help me love people like He does.
Yeah. Right.
And not don't mean just a secluded group. That means the way Jesus did.
Yeah.
When we can go out and look at that man, thank God down there, my friend that's in sin and marred by sin, and have tears and have a heart, and say, God, please help that man. Please work in his life. And let him know we care. I'm telling you, friend, thank God, that's what Jesus did.
Right.
I want to ask you a question. Is your action speaking louder than your words? Now I'm going to give you this, boys. Listen to what I'm about to say, and I'm going to close her out. What you need to ask is this. I'm talking about now, I'm standing on this book, friend. But listen to what I'm about to say. In how you treat people and what you do for people. It'll matter 20 years from now.
Oh yeah.
But some of the stuff you involved in and you, it don't matter. It won't mean nothing 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, there are some things that I'm pulled to by the flesh that absolutely it won't matter 10 years from now. It won't matter. But these little old children in here in the church, and these boys that's grown up here and go to Bible fast, and what you do for somebody, helping them and having compassion on them, 20 years from now, I'll tell you what, there'll be an effect on them.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, where are we losing our youth at? In the church, in the home, and in the church. Mm-hmm. You know why? No love of God. No sacrifice. It took that man some sacrifice to help that man down in that bug mile of the ditch, friend.
Right.
Actions speak louder than words. God help me to have the right actions. He even told that woman, she said, you can win your husband by the way you live. He said, a meek and quiet spirit is a great price. I'm going to give you this. This is real stupid. If you had a word to offend you, then I'm sorry. This guy, coach the 49ers, Harbaugh's his name. I heard this on the news. He shopped at Walmart for his pants. They had pleats in them. His wife didn't like them. So she gets him some other kind that don't have pleats. And I heard her say, I threw his pants in the trash can. And I told my wife, I said, could you imagine your grandma telling her husband, I threw your pants in the trash can? You don't see how far we've gone now? You don't see how far we've gone?
Yeah.
That's how far we've gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's how far we've gone. That's how far we've gone.
Yeah.
We've gone down the road, friend.
But a lot of men back
along. I know that's right. But the fact of it is, friend, tonight, you know what? Them actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Right. Dude. And my testimony speaks louder than what I say.
Oh, yeah. Right.
God help us all.
Yeah.
Tighten up.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
let's stand tonight. I appreciate hearing the Word of God.